This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Liam writes, Dr. Dahlia, you explain medical conditions so well. Can you explain what's going on in Russia in layman's terms? Oh, Russia. Yeah, so you guys do not want to hear foreign policy commentary from me, but I do get a lot of you guys might be confused with what's going on in Russia, so I can give you guys my take on it. I'm sure my listeners are much better, much more eloquent on the subject and much better versed on it. So by all means, call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is my take on what's going on in Russia. Okay, I've told you guys that I think Putin, you know, sees a huge advantage right now with Biden being in office, us being so distracted by COVID, everything being so, you know, progressive now, where, you know, a lot of the training is, I guess, now it has to also include a lot of, you know, progressive training and things like that. And so, you know, people think that the U.S. military might not be at its tippity-top shape. I believe it is. I think those who run the military know exactly what they're doing, and I think I do not underestimate our military. And let people think whatever. You know, I mean, our military will surprise you. We will kick your butt. But Putin, all right, has a thing for the Ukraine because, remember, right, the Soviet Union encompassed all those countries previously, and they lost the Ukraine in 1991 when you had all the countries, all the surrounding countries gain independence. And there's supposed to be a checks and balances set up so that somebody can't just go and annex new areas like Russia did with, I think, Crimea in 2014. So we have NATO. NATO was founded in 1949 to protect against Soviet aggression. Remember, we had just finished with Hitler and all that, you know, but, you know, the Soviets could have moved on and moved, and we were starting to go into a Cold War. And so NATO was an alliance that has now expanded to about 30 countries, including former Soviet republics of Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. And this NATO has a treaty where if you attack one of us, you attack all of us. All nations of NATO will collectively mobilize in that country's defense, Lithuania, Latvia. Now, Ukraine and Georgia, I don't believe, are not a part of NATO yet. And the Kremlin wants to move forward, I believe, with annexing back the Ukraine. The Kremlin does not want NATO to get involved. He's saying the Biden administration and NATO allies cannot deny Ukraine. Oh, all right, he doesn't want, Biden and NATO was saying, wait a second, if the Ukraine wants to join NATO, they can. If Ukraine does, or Georgia does, join, not Georgia state, Georgia country, NATO, NATO then gets bigger. And Russia likes the Black Sea. All right, in 2014, Russian military forces annexed Crimea on the Black Sea. Moscow backed Cyprus, I guess, also to control the eastern industrial regions of Donetsk and Luhansk. I'm getting this from Washington Post. They're also on the Russian border. Sadly, 14,000 people lost their lives. Now, in terms of the Ukraine, they also have beautiful, I guess, beachfront property. And now, with all the diplomatic talks going on, Putin is going to want to move before Ukraine joins NATO. And I think a lot of these countries that are still kind of not a part of that could be very vulnerable. So Putin accused Western nations, I think this happened today, of ignoring their concerns, which to me is already this is why they're already starting to start the paper trail on why they're going to be making a move soon. He said, this was yesterday at a press conference, it's already clear now the fundamental Russian concerns were ignored. Putin said that the U.S. wanted to contain Russia and that it was using the Ukraine to do that. He reiterated Russia's position that any possible membership of Ukraine in NATO would undermine Russia's security. He said, let's imagine Ukraine as a NATO member and starts these military operations. Are we supposed to go to war with the NATO bloc? Has anyone given that any thought? Apparently not. Now, I don't see why Russia is afraid of Ukraine, but apparently he's using that as an excuse. Nonetheless, Putin said he hoped dialogue over Ukraine would continue and that a way needed to be found to protect everyone's security. So there are 100,000 Russian troops already stationed there, various points along Russia's border with Ukraine. They are, I guess, ready to go if they get the green light. Russia says, oh, no, we're not planning an invasion. But when they annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 and then they supported pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine, you start to wonder, what are they saying that you could trust? So Russia says they want to protect their security interests. You know, the Ukraine has, ports, and they have, losing Ukraine to them was hurt. And so obviously it's land that they would love to annex. And there's probably a lot more to this. But, I'm nervous about this because the last thing we need with all the BS that's going on right now is us drawn into a war. We don't need World War III. And these countries, China, Russia, they see opportunity. And if they have always wanted to expand, and in fact, you don't know if their people are like, do it, what's Biden going to do? You know, Biden said a minor incursion, they may not do anything. So go do a minor incursion and just say it was minor. I mean, you don't know what they're getting on their side. So, yeah. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right. So, this is interesting. Okay. I was never an athlete. Right. I did pretty good in running. I did very good in kickball. But I went to 12 schools, so I was never able to get on like a JV team or a varsity team. I went to 12 schools, four high schools. And so sports weren't really encouraged in my family. Maybe it's because they didn't want the injuries. They didn't want, even though I really, really, I let my kids do whatever sports they wanted. They did swimming. They did baseball. They did soccer, football, whatever they wanted. Until they got a concussion, and then I was like, mommy don't like concussions. And then they got knee dislocations. And then, so who knows, maybe my parents did do it right, but I'm a fan of sports. But I used to do something that was pretty athletic. And I would have never thunk that it would actually become a professional sport. Now, what did I used to do? Well, I had two younger brothers. I had an older sister. The older sister had moved out before the youngest brother was born. But I would take my pillow. And if I wasn't allowed to punch my brothers or my sister, because you get in trouble, you get beat if you at all hit your brothers or sisters, I could take my pillow. I could just swing that pillow, and I could just knock them. And I was pretty damn good at pillow fights, even when you would just pillow fight your friends. Well, I guess pillow fighting is a thing. And not only a thing, there's a league, there's a championship. It is a sport that's even pay-per-view. I don't know how many of you guys paid to watch this, but there were champions just a couple days ago with the Pillow Fight Championship pay-per-view. So we're talking about some serious sport. Now, they weren't, I think, the first to come up with this. I think 2004, there was a league that was established called the Pillow Fight League. It was established in Canada. Canada, they're always so nice.
So, yeah, it makes sense that, you know, they would, hold on, I got to accept cookies.
What are cookies and why am I accepting them? Anyway, so, according to Wikipedia, the Pillow Fight League was established in Canada in 2004. Since then, I guess pillow fighting as a professional sport grew in popularity. And the Pillow Fighting Championship now has rules, tournaments. What's your weapon? A pillow. There's a ring, there's an MC, there's a ref. I guess it's like 3 rounds, 2 minutes each. And you just wail on each other with the pillow. I haven't been able yet to see how they score. Because, you know, now it's confusing with boxing. You know, where, you know, in boxing, I thought it was going to be like Rocky, where when you get knocked out, you're knocked out. And then they go one, two, three. You know, Rocky's trying to climb up, and Apollo Creed's trying to climb up. And then one falls, and that other guy's the winner. Now, all of a sudden, I'm just watching a fight, and they go, TKO. And you're like, what? But they're both standing. And then, so I'm still kind of a little naive on what goes on in boxing. But I think what happens with the pillow fight is if you're able to block, then they can't get that point. And the more somebody gets a point, the more they advance to the finals, I guess. According to CEO Stephen Williams, the fighters don't like to get hurt. And there's a lot of people who don't want to see the blood. They want to see good competition. They just don't want to see the violence. Well, then watch track. Not a lot of blood with track, unless, of course, somebody falls, scrapes their knee. So they just had a pound-out pay-per-view event that took place on January 29th. Who won? Estela Nunes won the women's tournament. Champ Pyro Tillman won the men's. And they both took home a $5,000 prize. And I have video up. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Facebook of the pillow fighting. It's crazy. They are just wailing on each other with a pillow. Apparently, it is a custom-made pillow. It has that because you don't want to, you can't be like, ooh. I mean, it's like on you. And so it's like one hand, so one hand can block. It's really a sport. They're really developing this into a sport. And so no cuts, no bruises, no knockouts. But as a physician, you know, I know, and I'm sorry to be the party pooper, I think there can be injuries. You're watching these people get hit in the head. Even if you're hit in the head with a pillow, your neck is still going to the side. And you could still, I believe, get a concussion. Even though it's a pillow, it looks like it's kind of burlappy, the case of it and all that. There is some pressure at your head. And so you still could have your brain coup and counter coup a little bit with that. Not as bad as football or heading a ball in soccer. But I still think you'll get some sprains, strains, and some injuries and automobiles. Yeah. It does look like a great cardio workout. So I might want to just do that, like get into a pillow fight with somebody, because that's some good cardio. So PFC is recruiting. They have training camps. They want highly motivated and competitive athletes with any of the following background. A professional or amateur athlete. Well, that's any of us because we're all amateurs unless you're professional. An MMA. Oh, that's where Tom Brady might be going. MMA fighter. Athletes with combat sports experience. Professional wrestlers, veterans, and active duty military. So if any of you guys do this, you know, just be sure that you think your, you know, your brother, who you did a beat down on, because they're going to make you an athlete. But it's very interesting to see where sports are going. You know, many of us have kind of watched the Olympics, and there's rhythmic gymnastics, there's ribbons, there's trampolines. I think there's like balls. What are those? You, I guess, throw a ball. No. Not volleyball. It's, let me see, hoops. I'm not sure. I think the Russians do really, really good with that. In Tokyo, I guess the first full rhythmic gymnastics team the United States has ever sent will compete. And I guess there's gymnasts will dance, and then they catch a hoop, they catch a ball, they catch a ribbon, they catch a pair of clubs, they bend, they twist. And there's a lot of intricacy. I mean, it's hard to do. But, you know, this is something that I think was just, this was something that I don't think we expected the Olympics to be. You know, shot put, javelin, running, wrestling. But apparently, I think billiards, like playing pool, might eventually come in. Okay, because right now, they've already added surfing, which I get. I get surfing, sport climbing, skateboarding, baseball, and karate. You know, they already have fencing, but I hear they might also add, let me see if I could find it. I hear they might also add, like, billiards and, there was something else I saw. Football, American football. So American football may go to the Olympics. That's going to be kind of interesting because how do you make, I know we do this with basketball, but I mean, if we have somebody good enough to be Olympics, then let's draft him into the Cowboys, right? Look how many new quarterbacks we're going to need. So that's going to be very interesting to see what happens with Olympics. Bowling, there's going to be an Olympic bowling. Bridge. Is playing bridge the card game? There's going to be an Olympic game on playing bridge. Chess, Olympic chess, dance sport, orientation. Orientation is a sport. I don't know what it is. Oh, navigational skills using a map and compass to navigate from point to point. So kind of like the biggest race, I guess. Polo, squash, sumo. So there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be added to the Olympics. Rugby. I remember I was listening to Rick and Bubba. Remember Rick and Bubba. Pass the gravy, please. Rick and Bubba have a show. They wanted to see horseshoe throwing. Hey, you know, we see swim, we see diving, we see skiing. You know, that's a sport. I think there's something called curling where there's a plate or something that goes down the ground. And I don't want to insult, I don't want to disrespect any of these sports. I get that they're you know. But I notice we're really moving to non-combat sports, a lot of it, like this pillow fighting and all that. Is it because football is not going to be what it once was and people are going to lose interest? And that society is trying to move towards, look, there's other sports that don't have to involve you beating up another guy. Also, it could be more gender inclusive. We don't have women on men's football team, you know, and I don't think we have a women's football team. I think we're starting to. And so with a lot of these sports, I mean, you could, you know, wail on somebody with a pillow and still be able to compete, whether you're cis or trans, in that sport. So I think sports are going to change. If you thought things changed super fast with COVID, I think you're going to see a lot of change with sports. And they're going to be more inclusive of things that just don't cause bruising and blood. And I don't know who's going to watch. I mean, I thought the pillow fight was fun. And I get you get to root for somebody. And so it could be big. They're hoping it would be big. But I don't know. It's just not football. Not boxing. 1-877-DOCTORLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep going up. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up another penny from Monday to $3.37 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in nearly 2 months. The lowest statewide average is in Mississippi at $3.02 a gallon. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is set to speak on the phone with his Russian counterpart today about the tensions over Ukraine. Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are expected to discuss the buildup of tens of thousands of Russian troops on the Ukraine border and concerns over an invasion. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady is officially announcing his retirement from football. Brady posting on his Instagram he's not going to make that competitive commitment anymore. The seven-time Super Bowl champion set to turn 45 just before next season begins. USA Radio News. President Biden welcoming the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to the White House on Tuesday.
The president and committee leaders plan to discuss who will fill the shoes of Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires in June. President Biden promised on the campaign trail to nominate a black woman to the High Court. However, identity politics is not resonating with most Americans. According to a recent ABC News poll, 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees to replace the outgoing justice. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Winter storm watches are out for parts of the country that are home to more than 35 million Americans. An icy, snowy mix will hammer large parts of the country starting Tuesday into Friday. The storm's path includes Denver, St. Louis, Chicago, and Detroit. Some of those same areas also bracing for temperatures to drop 20 to 30 degrees into Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when Miss USA, who then turned, she was an extra correspondent on the show Extra, Chelsea Christ killed herself, this kind of reverberated just around the globe in terms of how somebody who had their whole future ahead of them had accomplished so much at such a young age, why would she jump to her death? It was a 60-story Orion building. She was on the ninth floor. Why would she do that? She was last seen on the terrace on the building's 29th floor, not long after posting on Instagram. And she was Miss USA in 2019. She represented North Carolina, running on a platform for criminal justice reform. She was a former complex civil litigation attorney, licensed to practice law in North and South Carolina. She had been working as a correspondent for the entertainment show Extra, had received two daytime Emmy nominations. She's been a mental health advocate, spoken on how she looked after herself in several recent interviews. Billy Bush said the best was definitely yet to come for the model and TV personality. But she had last year talked about how she was mercilessly trolled on social media because of her looks and her opinions. She goes, I now enter year 30, searching for joy and purpose on my own terms, and that feels like my own sweet victory. But sadly, she was found on the sidewalk beneath her apartment building in Hell's Kitchen. And Hell's Kitchen is a neighborhood of New York. And everybody's like, the Hell's Kitchen restaurant? It's called Hell's Kitchen. It's a neighborhood there. And that was 7:15 a.m. on Sunday. And the family confirmed her death, and it's just a shock. But, you know, many people, especially her friends and family, didn't think she was suffering from mental health issues. Publicly, she never shared any particular struggles. In 2019, she said she often spoke with her counselor to keep her mind healthy, but no indication that she was in any form of distress. She left a suicide note on her computer. The only person who really knows what happened went off the building. Now, again, it is being ruled a suicide. I mean, no evidence thus far, you know, it's looking like a homicide. But, you know, I get very, very concerned because I had a friend who I was supposed to move in with as a roommate when my other roommate was going overseas, and I didn't hear from him, and all of a sudden I find out he killed himself. I mean, I blame myself. Everybody always blames, but it turned out, no, this was something that it was in the making for a while. And you just, it blows our, and maybe it's because I'm Gen X, but, you know, growing up, I always wanted to be Miss USA. I always wanted, you know, I always wanted to be on TV. I always wanted to be in show business. And so you would think that once you got there, you know, oh my gosh, you know, you would just be, you know, coasting and enjoying the view, but it doesn't happen that way. You know, one thing I could tell you being in show business and not to the level and the stratosphere that Chelsea Christ got to, but a lot of times you don't stop and smell the roses and realize where you're at. And you're always kind of humble and you're always striving. So, you know, I think to myself, you know, I mean, I don't at all think of myself as a celebrity. I don't at all think of myself as a radio star. I don't think of all, you know, I feel like, well, I'm doing a job. I turn on the mic. I talk. And I, you know, yet somebody else on the outside would be like, oh my gosh, you know, aren't you happy? Aren't you excited? You have all these affiliates and you have listeners. You have a great producers and a great network. And I am, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it as I'm doing a job. You know, and one day I am going to be famous. Yeah, not that I'm doing this for that, but, you know, one day fame, you know, is going to be a goal. And you don't realize that you attained fame. Or maybe you hit your peak. And you realize you hit your peak. And anything else, you know, your goals have to be now realigned. So making Miss USA, I mean, Chelsea Christ, who knows, maybe, and again, we can't go into her mind as to why she would think that turning 30 or, you know, she thought that she had no other way. But, you know, for some people, it might just be, you know, they can't see any other goals driving them to live longer, you know, or they think they accomplished everything they wanted to accomplish, or something happened in their life that just would be too unbearable to live with. You know, I just had a friend commit suicide, a physician in town. It happened around Thanksgiving. He had everything. He was one of, beautiful family, beautiful job, you know, money. It was, successful career. We don't know. We might never know, you know. So people are going, gosh, you know, she had her whole life ahead of her. But it's interesting that she brings up the turning 30. I mean, was that it? Is that what the media is trying to tell us, that she didn't want to turn 30? Man, I'd do anything to be 30 right now, you know. That was a long time ago. I remember being a little concerned about turning 30. Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, I can't believe it. And my problem with turning 30 was throughout my 20s, I was always like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be 30 soon. I'm going to be 30 soon. And so when I was 28, 29, I kept thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, I'm almost 30, that I didn't actually enjoy the fact that I was 28. I was 28. I was 29. But, you know, and then I got pregnant, and then I, you know, planned on our second pregnancy, and you know, so, you know, I lived life so, God, I put on so many miles, I was so busy that the 20s went by super fast. My 30s went by even faster. And then my 40s did, and I just turned 50 this year. Was I depressed about turning 50? I wasn't excited about it, but you know what? It's better than the alternative. You know, and that's life. And what keeps you going is people saying, Dahlia, you don't look 50. You look 30. I'm like, yay, thank you. You know, it's just that people keep telling you that. You don't look your age. So we don't know. You know, Chris was the oldest person to have won Miss USA. She was a trained lawyer, a Black Lives Matter advocate. And, yeah, she could have gone far. So we're not sure. But interestingly, in recent TikTok videos, she revealed that she no longer wanted to practice law because she had become sick of what she called constant microaggressions and lack of diversity. In a video 6 days prior, she explained to a fan that she struggled to meet billable hours requirements and that it felt like trading in hours of my life in order to get paid. Now, that's an interesting statement 6 days prior because she, you know, she would rather live life than work. So she obviously, you know, did love life. But that's why this is still, I really hope they rule out all causes. But right now, they're ruling it a suicide. So, you know, pageant, you know, child stars, people in the industry, it's not an easy life. And when you keep trying to hit a goal and you see that the goalposts keep changing, and then you find out that you're not as relevant, or you're not as pretty, or you're not as handsome, or you're not as wanted in show business, you know, it's painful, and it's difficult. And I think a lot of people struggle with that. Or they also struggle with, once you have fame, it's hard to then go private. And so if you want to, like me, you know, I've had to be very, very careful yelling at my kids in public. I mean, I still do, but now I don't cuss. And you could be watched, you know, you're on camera. It's a very difficult life to live right now. And I think a huge reason why people commit suicide is they just can't see past the bad that's happening now. And you know, usually what we do is we go, look beyond this. Look beyond this, because you will overcome. What's that light at the end of the tunnel? Well, the reason why we've had so many suicides during COVID is there is no light at the end of the tunnel. Whatever the medical industry looked like before COVID, it's gone. Whatever that look was, whatever the movie industry, everything has changed. And so I think if people can't see that light at the end of the tunnel, they're going to struggle. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners sent me this ABC poll, and thank you. I did hear about it, but yeah, you guys could send me stuff. I may not have time to read it all, but yeah, you could send me stuff. So there's an ABC poll, I think it came out this week, saying the majority of Americans want Biden not necessarily to pick a single demographic for his next SCOTUS pick to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, but to look at, quote, all possible nominees for the Supreme Court. Now, before I go into the poll results, when I heard that, you know, first we knew that Stephen Breyer was somebody would retire because, again, Trump got three nominees. So you know Biden was going to, with his administration, even at, whether he had 4 years or eight, at least get somebody in there. So whether Stephen Breyer really wanted to retire, he's so feisty. And much feistier than Ruth Bader Ginsburg was, you know, and still had that youth and long, young longevity, I believe. Understandable.
then they could hire, they could put somebody in who was younger. But when I heard that we've never had a black woman judge, Supreme Court judge, you think to yourself, really, how did we get this far without doing that? Come on, people. But on the flip side, I remember how I cringed when Biden had said, for my vice president, I'm going to pick a woman. And I remember I cringed a little bit because it's like a woman wouldn't have made it without his decree. And so when somebody goes, look, you know, we are going to purposely put aside all these other applicants because I want to give women a chance. And I need to help women, and I'm going to be the savior of women to get women into these. They're taking credit. It's like we needed a man to do it. It's like Kamala Harris needed Biden to get there. She didn't get it on her own. I think in the olden days, what happened, I think like with, you know, George Washington days is runner-up would get it, you know. So, like, for example, it would have been Trump and then Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton would have been the vice president, per se, in the old days. Now you get to pick your own, so you don't have somebody that could be vying for your demise. But, you know, there was this sense of somebody made it in there that deserved it. And so maybe Kamala Harris deserves it, maybe not. But when you have a president go, so shall it be written, so shall it be done, I'm going to make this happen, they're almost implying that we have to rely on the white man to make that happen. So when he said, I am only going to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, I get how a lot of Americans, you know, are kind of like, well, you know, in a way that kind of makes it sound like, you know, people are reliant on you to help, you know, save the day. There are thousands of people out there, non-white, who are qualified. You know, but because somebody has to say it, it just kind of gives that little ring to it that, you know, the only way this is being done is because a white man made it happen. So that's why I don't like it when people say, I am going to only pick somebody of a specific race or somebody of a specific sex, because then they're making it about sex and race. If any judge gets then this role of Supreme Court, they want to know that they got it because they deserved it. Not because on paper they checked the box. You know, and so I think I can only speak of as a woman, you know, and where I kind of had to fight that sort of stereotype that, well, you know, they picked you because you're a woman. There wasn't enough women in medicine, so they picked you for that. And I had to say, no, these were my grades. These were my scores. You know, this was my research work. I deserved this. And I think any black woman, Hispanic woman, white man, black man, anybody needs to be able to have that opportunity to say, look, no, I didn't get this because I fit a demographic. I got this because I earned it. Look at my accomplishments. And so it's just kind of like, nobody's talking about the accomplishments. Everybody's just talking about, you know, that it has to be a black woman. And it's insulting because these women are really accomplished. So what did the poll say? So a new ABC News Ipsos poll found that it was conducted by Ipsos in partnership with ABC News. And, okay, sorry about that. It's taken a while to get to the results. I apologize. They're talking about the pandemic. They're talking about, where is the, oh my gosh, come on, where is this? Okay, it's supposed to be, there was 28, here we go. 76%, three-quarters of Americans want Biden to consider all possible nominees. 23% want him to automatically follow through with his commitment that the White House is going to, you know, nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court. And that's the other thing, too. That gives him the cred, that gives him the glory that he nominated the first, you know, this isn't about his political career. You know, it's about these women busting their butts, or men, you know, and deserve it. And then look at these candidates that he might pick. Some of them seem fantastic. But now it's overshadowed that, you know, it's because they're black. Otherwise,
you know, and then, you know, we're going to, you know, I don't know. It just, for some reason, it just doesn't make it, you know, it just doesn't, it's not going to feel that satisfying, you know, always having that, well, yeah, you know, Biden said he had to do this. Now, we talk about diversity. The one thing that I think a lot of people aren't realizing is the black race is diverse. Caucasians are diverse. Latinos are diverse. So Sotomayor, I believe, is Puerto Rican, has Puerto Rican descent. And what I think a lot of people don't realize is when they say, well, we already have a Hispanic on the court, so that satisfies, all right, we check that box. What about Mexican American? What about Guatemalan? What about Honduras? What about Costa Rican? You know, one thing I know with all my Hispanic friends and family is they take a lot of pride to where they're from. And they don't necessarily want to be lumped in to one, you know, so they say, yeah, this, look at what we did. We nominated Sotomayor, like it's said and done. Like now that Sotomayor is there, they don't have to look at Hispanics for a while because now they're going to do black, now they're going to do, well, there's a lot of Hispanics out there saying, wait a second, we weren't represented. You have Puerto Rican represented, but where's the Ecuadorians? Where's the Mexican? You know, and then where does it stop? There's diversity in the black communities. You know, what about, you know, Irish? What about, you know, well, Jewish has already been on there, but, you know, Jews, there's diversity in Jews. You got the Israeli Jews. You got Ashkenazi Jews. You got Sephardic Jews. You got American Jews. Did Ruth Bader Ginsburg represent Jews? And Jews don't want to be represented by one person. Nobody wants to be represented by one person. Do all African Americans feel that they were represented by Clarence Thomas? No, it's one person. And so, you know, this definitely was an interesting poll. They said 28%, a little more than one in four non-white Americans, 28% wish for Biden to consider only black women for the vacancy. But three out of four non-white Americans do not. Now, this is an ABC poll, and I'm trying to look at how many numbers, because it kind of goes into, I don't think they tell us how many thousands of people were interviewed, and I'll try to find out on that. But, you know, I think what we need to do is realize that we could be stereotyping and we could actually be insulting people by not realizing that there's diversity within race. So can we ever achieve true diversity if we're saying black, Hispanic, white, Asian, when we don't realize that there's diversity within that as well? We might not ever achieve that because there's not many. There's only so many spots. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.